Oh, snap. See, I told you, it's coming in hot.
Oh, we're here. Oh,
all right, 52. We are here. 52.
We are here.
52. We're the Controversy Podcast, the world's most controversial podcast. Episode 52. I'm Jerem Griffin. How you doing, Rob?
Woo! This is the great J. Rob.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
dang, I was supposed to join the live.
Oh, hold on.
What we doing?
Got it. Hold on.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Wow. We getting it done. Listen, yeah, we got some really good guests today. We got Julian Rob here, of course. But let me tell y'all something. We got one of the hottest bands in the city with us today. Yeah, we got like, what, three different guests here. We got Suede Lace, which is a really fantastic band. Julian's are trying to get some situations together and everything. You can hear the Matrix going on right now. But don't worry, it's all going to work out. Yeah, someone gotta have to mute their stuff because I can hear myself.
I did.
Check. Awesome. You sure you hit me? I don't think you hit mute.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's good now.
You know, 52 episodes of this podcast has been going on.
Far left. Yeah.
And we're super excited to be here.
That's yours, bro. That's yours. All right,
cool. Hey, but listen. I want y'all to.
Yours in.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Man, listen, I know it's going to be a good episode.
All right, guys, all right.
Awesome. So someone still got to mute himself, right?
Mm-hmm. Wait, that's why.
Yeah, I think his joined.
Yo! Oh, all right, man. There's some technical difficulties for the beginning. All right.
I'm not even on.
Get heard that mic.
Check.
Here.
Is that better?
Oh, wait.
World of Controversy Podcast 52. Rob, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. This is an honor to have my favorite man.
Suede Lace,
yes.
Well, we got three members of the band here. Could y'all please introduce yourselves?
What's good? I'm Swing and I'm hearing feedback. I don't know why.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Shay Love, and it's nice to be here, hanging out on the podcast.
With feedback. Ask them, do y'all hear feedback?
Yes. We're live right now on Instagram, everybody. We working on it, don't worry. I hear myself like 2-3 times, but don't worry. We getting it done. Oh, there we go. It was the volume. Listen, I know people gonna hear us today. We got a lot to say. Dom.
Hey, I'm Dominic, casual keyboard guy for Sweet Lace. So, you know, I'm ready to jump in this podcast and let y'all with some knowledge.
Awesome. Listen, we're here because we're actually gonna be talking about toxic relationships in music. So whether or not music is like perpetuating toxic relationships, what's going on with toxic relationships, and some celebrities that have been in the news recently that may have been influenced by the modern music, we're gonna get this band to kind of give their insight on what's popping off as of toxic relationships. We're gonna get into their personal lives a little bit and hear about what Suede Lace been up to. Rob, but talk to me, man. What you think about the toxic relationships? Are they like increasing, decreasing? What's up?
Oh, they're definitely not decreasing for sure. If you look around, they're definitely increasing for sure. And I think we got a heavy like influence from music, exactly. I mean, especially. And I think we do got an influence when you come on, like, watching, like, movies and TV shows as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I agree completely. I think that makes sense. I mean, it's just a crazy influence, like, as of, like, what's going on to our people and what age we're, like, really watching. I know for me, I'm going to say something that, you know, always make people, you know, turn their heads, like, I honestly think growing up in, like, the reality TV show era kind of affected, like, a lot of people my age brains. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the late mid-90s kids, like, we really saw, like, the Jersey Shores and stuff at an age we really should not have been really watching that type of content. You know what I mean? We really should not have been. And I think it affected us. There's no celebs out here that we don't know their relationship status and we don't know about their crazy relationship. And that wasn't the case back in the day. You know what I mean? Do anyone want to say anything about this?
Yeah, I'll say something because I grew up basically late 80s, early 90s. So I was a part of that generation that like was right before that Jersey Shore and like Real House, like all those wild shows. And I must say, like, back in that time, like, we had, like, you know, at least a solid, like, TV was like the Cosbys, Family Matters. You know what I mean? If you go a little bit off, you get, like, Step by Step, Full House. So, you know, we kind of had a nice mix of, like, family-oriented shows where the husband and wife were, you know, married couples with their kids. Now, it was some dysfunction. You had, like, Married with Children. You had Roseanne. So you had, like, some shows that had a little dysfunction, but it's still gave you that idea of, like, you know, at least a normal family. And when you start bringing in those other shows that we just mentioned, man, it just went left. And talking about toxicity, like, you know, those shows, I think they literally were, that was the reason for them. Like, they literally, the ratings were higher because of the toxicity. And some of those shows literally have been going on for, they still going on. I think Jersey Shore sure is still going on now. And it's, and I don't know why. Like,
I never watched it.
It's not a bad show, but it's just like, it's just full of toxic. Like, it's, I'll let Shay say something about it because she loves shows like this.
Yeah, she does.
I actually don't. But it's funny because I don't know, you know, you have that notion of like art imitating life or life imitating art. And it's just like, what came first? Are these shows reflective of how we're just living, or is the way we live like actually influenced by these shows? It's a little bit of both, I think. And I think definitely like the craziness of social media and reality TV has definitely influenced the way we interact with one another, for sure. In fact, like something that was said earlier about we know what's going on in relationships and celebrity relationships, like
Jesus,
you know, way more than we should know. And it's actually trickling into the way we interact in our own personal relationships, because the whole point of social media is to influence, but it's influencing in a negative way. So it's not really helpful.
So with that being said, like what artists right now would y'all say is known for, you know, carrying that toxic trait? You know,
oh boy, you just hit in my alley,
I'm trying to get, I'm trying to get straight to it. I ain't gonna lie.
I was gonna let that simmer a little bit.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
I'll swing the guests asking questions.
Yeah, no. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, this is what Jerm said about one of our dressed to ask him a question. Yo, all right, but back to our topic. All right, artists. And I'm about to name the king of this toxicity movement. My boy, I gotta say, The Weeknd.
Oh wow, I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that, bro.
What you thought I was gonna say?
I don't know. Someone like
Kiki. Tell us why.
Tell us why.
Elaborate. I mean, if you listen to a lot of The Weeknd songs, he bring like that darker tone into his music, you get into some of them songs, he definitely brings some of the toxicity. And yes, he do got a few songs that talk about, you know, love and passion and everything, but it's more toxic.
Oh, I got something. Okay.
Wait, Shay, before you do that, we got some comments in here, and Kenny actually was supposed to be here. Shout out to Kenny. He said, audio breaking up sometimes.
Oh. Audio breaking up.
We don't need audio breaking up now.
Oh, maybe it's on your,
it's just a live. Hey, man, Kenny, I wish you were here, man, but you can like, get the recording, dog. It's going to be nice and crispy for you, right?
F you, Kenny.
So we're live right now.
We got to handle some of this audio stuff.
Yeah, don't worry. You can always listen to World of Controversy podcast on Spotify, Podchaser, and wherever else you find a podcast. WOC_pod. Rob.
All right.
So, what was you gonna say though?
I wanna. So I was when you just said the weekend, it made me think about a song that actually was on the women's side, very toxic, right? And I don't know. It was that song, The Weeknd by SZA, because the whole concept of the song is basically sharing a man. Like, so it's and it's a lot of that happening in life now. Especially I hear Atlanta is very well known for women are okay because there's so many women for every one man, one straight man, I should say. Yeah, in Atlanta. That women, this notion of like, okay, you get them on these days, I get them on these days, like we got custody of a child or something like that. That's a very common phenomenon that I don't know if SZA just brought it to light with that song or if it just made it, like the song made it okay. So that's something like, you know.
I'm about to pass it over to Germ.
Yeah.
The red pill guy. No.
Whenever I start talking red pill stuff, people want to start acting retarded. Like they don't know why I'm talking about hypergamy and the rest of this stuff. Okay?
Red pill.
Listen. So here's the thing. There's a psychologist that has a definition of what a toxic relationship is, right? Any relationship between people who don't support each other, where there's conflict, and one seeks to undermine the other, and a lack of cohesiveness.
Okay.
There was one time they did a IG poll with over 100 responses from LSE students. Now, LSE, I assume, is some type of university or college, might be a high school. Anyway, they did an IG poll. Roughly 82% of the participants have said they were a part of a toxic relationship at one time. Now, what do you think about this, Dom? What's going on with this number and what's up with this statistic? 82% seems kind of high.
Yeah, kind
of. Well, it's definitely odd, but like y'all said, it's just a testament of just the environment. You know, you got Bad Girl Club, you got Real Housewives of Atlanta, California, you know, all these different types of reality shows, and literally people watch these shows and they believe that's real life. So they start acting it out because once you start focusing your mind on these things subliminally, it's getting into your psyche. And once you get into your relationship, next thing you know, you're acting out some of those things, and or it creates a mindset in people. So some women that see these women and how they get dressed up and how they live their lifestyle, and they try to be that when their means are not there. So therefore, you get with a man, you want to live this lavish lifestyle, and you working at McDonald's.
Come on, brother.
Like, if you want that lifestyle, you literally have to, like, these people, most of them either married somebody rich, or they probably had a slow come up, or they had a quick come up. It could have, like, you know, been a social like Cardi B. You know, she was, you know, she was chilling, she was on the show, you know, kind of not making too much noise. Next thing you know, she did a couple good songs, got with the right producers, now she blew up. But what I'm saying is she didn't start there. Now
she started as a stripper.
She started low as a stripper, and you know, now she's like a big time celebrity. But my thing is, girls see that and they want to be her where she is a celebrity, but they don't want to take that climb to get up. So what happens when they get in a relationship with a guy? It could be the greatest dude, and it becomes toxic because they want to be at that status, but they don't want to grow to get there. They want the other person to kind of, I guess
they
be
don't
want to
go through the process.
They want their man to buy, like, you know, buy him a Birkin bag. You know, I said that for Kenny.
Are you trying to put him out?
I can't.
No.
Well, I'm saying Kenny doesn't like that. Kenny is like, yeah, he always comments on about stuff like that. But I'm saying, like, who has money for a Birkin bag? You know what I mean? And it's like, that's nice to have when you get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to take too much, but the sum it all up, I think that number is so high because people are just influenced by what they see, and they just don't want to work for nothing anymore. They want to hand it to them, and it's unfortunate.
And but yet they're the prize. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
I actually have some serious thoughts about that whole notion of the prize. Like, that whole mindset. I don't care who's saying it, a man or woman, it's toxic. Period. Like, it's literally toxic. Like, anybody that thinks, why would I be in a relationship where I feel as though I'm the prize? Like,
But you can't be the prize?
No, no, no. What I'm saying is we both should be a prize. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, yeah. Like, ooh, if I feel like, if you as a man feel like you're the prize, why you with me who ain't really about nothing? And if I feel like I'm the prize, why am I with you who you aren't even on my level? You not a prize either. So I just think that that's a harmful way of thinking. Like,
toxic.
Yeah, it's completely toxic. It's not going to do anything. That way of thinking is not going to do anything but poison your relationship, because you think you're better than the person that you're with, and why do you want to be with them then?
My thing is, that's accurate. Like, I feel like if anything, like if the situation is right, shout out to John, he said Shay spitting with the clapping Jones. I get that, but my thing is, women don't get that. Like, they claim up and down that, you know, they are the prize because they have the cookie. Ooh. And I don't know. It's like, you know, sex good and all that, but like,
what happens after it's over?
Exactly. And my thing is, like, I feel like any woman can get swept off their feet and be put in a situation, right? I feel like, you know, with a man, like, if, like, let's say you put a man and you put a woman and you strip them of everything. Mm-hmm. So they're like a bum, right? They have nothing. Who's getting saved first?
That woman, because of the intrinsic value.
And that woman can get saved and get put into a position where they're taken care of. Mm. And it's like,
but can she take care of herself? Right?
Nah, she don't got nothing, so she can't take care of herself. But that's where you know, Shay comes in, and it's like, you know, if the situation is right, like, I hate the term too, as far as the prize. I only speak on it because, like, that's like a major thing that girls like to talk about, and it's like, you know, as a man, we want peace, and so if anything, you know, we want women to provide peace. And if a woman can provide peace, then, you know, him as a man, you know, should be able to, you know, take care of everything else, man.
Well, you speak on something I always talk about, man. A man that don't got no peace in his home, in his relationship, he's not staying.
That's point what blank.
Did anybody else follow the... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, anybody else follow what?
The whole... Two bums on a... What is it? Wait, I was trying to figure out where was that going.
What is this going on?
No, he's just
coming
on him.
Two bums on an island.
No, you didn't, like, you didn't get joke. My analogy.
Who's going to get rescued? I didn't...
As a man... So, she was talking about the bums analogy. So, what I meant to say, because I know I went everywhere, it's like a man has to figure it out. Like, there ain't no help. Like, a man can't get help. He has to figure it out. He has no choice to figure it out. I feel like a woman. Dang, everything okay?
I feel like a
woman will get taken care of, eventually.
Okay.
Okay. So and then.
So as far as the prize, my thing is, like, what makes a woman the default of being the prize by default when a man has to figure it out? And if you get into the right situation, a man is going to take care of you and provide you with everything you need. So therefore, I feel like the man would be that default prize. That's just how I feel.
I feel like, to be honest, like, I don't like the prize thing anyway, because like Shay said, like, it's like, you know, who is the prize? Like, a man, a woman? Like, I don't like to differentiate, you know, that. My thing is, I feel like women believe they're the prize sometimes because they have this delusion of just society, and it's like, you know, if I get the my eyebrows done, my eyelashes done, you know, get my hair right, if I wear the sexy clothes, if I work out, you know what I mean, if I do all these things, you know, that makes me the prize. But then, you know, they don't know how to cook, they can't clean, they don't have any work ethic, they can't take care of, you know, themselves, like, you know, it's like all that surface stuff, all that does is lead you into toxicity, because you could be the baddest girl, but then, like you don't want to, like, give a man peace. So you think because you look so pretty, like, all your friends is, you know, the guy's friends are like, oh, man, she bad. But then you get home and, you know, you can't even
get a, you know, a hot meal, or, you know what I mean, you can't even, like, you know, get your back rubbed. You know, just something that's simple, you know, but you put all this effort into this glam, this, you know, trying to be something. And my thing is, like, instead of trying to be the prize, like, as far as your looks, like, be a prize in your mindset. I love an educated woman. I love a woman that, you know, like, is, has her emotions under control. I love a woman that can have an intellectual conversation. And so many other things that you can buy you, like, that's what would be a, that would be a prize to me. A woman that has good, you know, I'm a Christian, so a good Christian values.
Amen.
So the thing is, like, you know, the looks is great. Don't get me wrong. I like the girl, you know, to look good, you know, look good for yourself. But my thing is, when I think of prize, I think about so many different things. And, you know, and Shay can speak on this, but, like, it's, like, you know, having a career path, having a bank account, you know, having, you know, a savings account. It's certain things, like, knowing how to invest. You know, just mindset things, you know, or even, like, I'll give one that's a little spicy, like, understanding that sometimes a man just want quiet time. You know, sometimes I just want to sit at home and just relax. And it's not saying I don't want to be with you, I'm not there with you, but sometimes I just need my own time just to collect myself. So a woman that masters that, or let me just leave my man alone. You know, I'll give y'all an example. I'm married. So the other day, I'm chilling, you know, upstairs playing my game. And my wife literally brought me, like, a bowl of ice cream, and it was, like, she makes, like, this cookie, and she brought me a bowl of ice cream and this cookie, and just literally dropped it off, gave me a kiss, and left. And that was, like, she just left the room. And that's not that she could have sat there.
Brought food and left.
She could have chilled with me, but she literally brought the food, left, and maybe, like, about 30 minutes later, she came back and asked me, was I okay? I said yes, and she left again.
That's crazy. Yo, none of my girls ever leave.
So
that's
said, oh, snap. And that really shocked me to the point where, even though, like, we had a long day, and I just wanted to come home, play my game for a little while, and just be at peace, and not saying she couldn't be with me, but she understood the concept of giving a man peace, and literally, she brought me food. Like, it's, like I said, I got a dope wife, but, and that's how you kind of break that prize thing, because I would do the same thing for her, you know what I mean? She's out with her friend right now, you know, and that's her time to relax. That's what she loves to do. I'm not bothering her. She can stay out as long as she wants. But, I mean, I don't want to go too far. But when you talk about prize, that's prize topics. Like, you know, giving each other peace. Like, letting people, you know, have their own personal space. But, like, I don't want to keep going. But unless somebody says something.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, I got something for you.
Okay.
So, do you think Cardi B, you know, started some of that? I mean, she did say in that song, WAP, she don't cook, she don't clean. You mentioned women talking about they don't cook, they don't clean.
Well, the thing is,
and talking about, you know, she got that WAP, though. So,
yeah.
Come on.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Having a WAP is nice, you know. I'm not going to lie. And my thing is, I'm not going to say it because I'm married, but I love that song. Anyway.
Facts. Going back to our episode.
But my thing is, when you say you don't cook, you don't clean, like, why would you want that to be a theme? Like, my thing is, when you're raising your kids and you're preparing your daughters, your sons to be husband and wives, that's just normal. Like, let's normalize teaching your kid how to cook. Let's normalize teaching your kid how to clean. We don't want to push that theme. Cardi B has a great big voice in the music industry, so people are influenced by her. So why would you push that theme when it's something literally that she probably home cooking and cleaning?
Can I please?
That's because she's rich.
So here's the thing, and it's a couple things that you said that I want to, like, touch on.
Oh, man.
So no, this is good.
Oh, great.
So here's the thing. Like, there is an expression that used to frustrate me so bad because I'm like, dang, this is kind of true. It's an expression that says, hoes be winning.
Mm.
And it's in the messaging that women get is that hoes be winning. Rather, you are a woman that kind of more closely aligns with a hoe or one that doesn't. Because I don't align with that per se, but in my, you know, when I was single, I would say the same thing. I'm like, dang, like, it seems like hoes be winning. Chicks that are basically eye candy, bait, you know, their exterior is all of that. Those are the ones that get chosen. Meanwhile, women who, you know, maybe work for everything. I've never been the type of woman that would, no shade to anyone who does, but I've never been the type of woman to have my hand out. I grind for mine. I earn everything that I have. You know, I work, you know what I mean? But it's like the chicks with their hands out be getting fed, be getting, you know, and that's what it looks like. But that's also the messaging that's going out to a lot of girls. And basically, you got to be shiny on the outside. So there is really nothing beyond that, honestly, like, because it looks like if I do this, I'm a win. So let me do this, because who doesn't want to win? You know what I mean? It's the easier way. Now, you might not have anything between your ears. You might not have anything good to say. You might not have a skill that's can be appreciated by any one man or female, you know, male or female. You might not have anything like that, but that's what is selling. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm sorry, not that's what's selling. That's what's being sold to women. You know what I mean? That whole image. Cardi B, she says what she says on her records, but best believe it's just a poem. It ain't nothing but a poem. That girl is a mom. She's a wife. She cooks. She goes to her kids' school and graduations and things like that. She's selling an image. Now, maybe she's not even true to that anymore because she's a woman just like anyone else who comes to a place of evolution. She's not 20 years old no more. She's a wife and a mom and a 30-year-old woman. So with that comes a level of maturity. And she has a lot to lose, and she has a lot of responsibility on her shoulders. So with that comes a certain level of maturity. So Cardi B might be selling this image. I mean, look at Future. Future was literally still rapping about promethazine and lean and all this stuff. And he was like, I don't do that no more.
Yeah.
It's all a lie, but it's what goes out there, and that's influencing a lot of these men and women out here, young men and women out here, and it's just a lie.
Yeah.
Period.
Especially in our culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, it's a time for a quick break.
Quick break.
And then we're going to get back, and it's about to get even juicier.
Yes.
Facts, oh, wow.
Facts.
Next time we come on, we can do a mini Sweet Lace concert. Maybe like a couple songs.
Oh, yeah, man. Let's go. All right, y'all. We're back. We're back. We're black in the mix. Black in the mix.
Black, y'all. And not black, y'all.
Blackity black.
Blackity black. Black on black. Yeah. We are all black in here too.
Yeah, Kenny's he's Cuban.
We're the Controversy Podcast, episode 52. My name is Jerome Griffin. We got Julian Robb on the track. Hey, I'm super excited because we got Philly's finest band, an R&B band called Suede Lace. Super excited to have them on. Three of the members are here. And, we're just talking about toxicity, toxic relationships, music influence in toxic relationships. And, it's turning out to be a pretty good show. Right, Rob?
Oh, yes, it is. It's an honor to have you guys on here. Like, from the moment I first met you guys, oh, man, y'all helped me through a lot. Can I give a personal story?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah,
personal
yeah.
story. When That's I first right. came to the Bayou,
man,
I got out of a toxic relationship. He can tell you about it.
I know. He told me about it.
Oh.
Yeah, I got out of a toxic. It was real toxic.
Oh, no.
I mean, I had to console my man. Because he came in, like, because the thing is, what I saw about the relationship was he brought her to the Bayou.
I remember.
And it was a strong connection where, I mean, my man was smiling ear to ear.
Wait. No, you bring another experience.
No.
That's the other toxic relationship. Hold up, bro.
That one was not toxic, though.
So that was the good one.
He wasn't supposed to. So I got this. I know.
Let Julie say it.
Let me explain. Let me explain because
I remember. So
Dom seen something different that day.
Yeah, that's, that wasn't the story. I remember the story. So
yeah, hold on. Let me tell.
They telling his story. They telling his story.
Yeah. All I said was he was happy. So I mean,
see, you messed up by talking to him. I know the story.
Dom said he was happy. That's all he seen.
So he wasn't happy.
That's all I don't know seen. The story.
Wait. I'm talking about when I first came and to saw the you
bayou.
Guys.
See, I got you, bro. I got spices. So Jillian came to the bayou, and like he brought this.
No.
It was two.
If y'all
girls.
Don't let this man tell his own story.
It was two girls, and he wanted to try the.
Two girls.
But you didn't you do you did the poly. Wasn't you on that?
What the?
Don't listen to him, y'all. Hold on. He don't know what he's talking about.
Damn.
Polygamy.
Polygamy.
No.
See how they do?
Polygamy.
Polygamy. I was not on no polygamy. That ain't even what I'm saying.
That wasn't the story. Oh, I thought I knew the story.
What? Yo, you're paying information out here.
That wasn't the story. I'm sorry.
Dang.
He didn't show
up. Y'all making me look bad, too, y'all.
I'm sorry, y'all.
He's sweating hard.
Y'all make me look like I'm some.
I'm sorry. He didn't come in with three women.
No.
That wasn't it. I'm sorry, bro. Matter of fact, you know what? Let's have Julian tell us.
Julian, what happened with this relationship? And then we got to get into a personal story because I heard you guys were going to talk about you guys' personal relationships and how your music has helped y'all get out or get into situations and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Like a lot of vagina.
Oh, boy.
Oh, whoa. Oh man, my man said it right there. He said he's living a full band life.
A lot of vaginal entry. Okay.
Wow.
Vaginal intercourse touching.
What?
Go ahead, Julian. Go ahead, Julian.
All right. Let me finish my story before y'all interrupted it.
We're sorry.
And then giving false information out.
He's sweating so hard.
Jerm, chill.
You are.
No. I mean, it is hot in here. It's hot in here. And we got these lights, so they're going
to... Stop.
Come on, bro. You sweating,
wait,
too.
I want to hear the polygamy story.
All right. Yeah, no polygamy.
My ribs.
No. I was in a toxic relationship. It was real toxic. You know... A lot of times when you talk about toxic relationship, they do talk about the men, but you don't talk about the women as much. But
it'd be the women though.
There's a lot of toxic women out there.
Bust the windows out your car.
Yeah.
But you gotta accept the toxicity to be in that relationship and stay in it.
No,
that's true.
Y'all ready for this or
no?
No, Jerm.
You don't gotta accept.
Let me
finish
this first, and then we can go hop into that.
All right.
So,
people looking at me crazy after I said that, but I'm just saying. You gotta love yourself 100%. But anyway,
yes, you do. But let me finish off. I was coming out of a toxic relationship. Man, when you give your heart to somebody, and it's like,
Dom, I think he's about to
talk
cry.
Louder.
You think he's gonna make it through the podcast?
I don't think so.
Yo, stop.
See how they do?
Okay.
See what you gonna
see?
Do.
Okay.
We'll give him one more minute.
Right, go ahead.
All right. But when you give your heart to somebody, and it's like, it's being abused, man, that hurts. Lot.
Yeah,
so one night, you know, this man called me coming to the bayou. First time going to the bayou, we saw this lady. What's her name again?
I don't even
know. Lovey.
Lovey.
No. What is it? Love. It was something.
Oh, yeah, love.
Was she the person that was like the bartender?
No, it was the she was a singer.
She
went to
see. Yeah, he had a little dump truck.
And it was like,
I think she was.
It was like in the middle of the week, bro.
She's
like,
black, right?
No, she only performed black. That once.
Yeah, she used to do that same song.
Yeah. I'm coming. She only performed that once, and I saw the vibe of the bayou and everything, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I think you guys, I saw my second time.
Maybe it was Simone. Oh, snap.
Was it someone?
That's exactly who it was.
I think that is it.
Oh, snap. X-Way Lacer.
Yeah.
You guys, I saw the second performance. Man, and I was still going through it. And I saw you guys, y'all put a whole different vibe in that area. Like, wow. Especially when y'all did the X Factor.
Oh, yeah.
Or you was feeling that song. You was going through
it. Oh, man, I was feeling it. And that's like y'all specialty. I gotta say, like, it's something y'all do to that song that just make it stand out.
All right. We got the performer next time.
Yes.
I'm mad. I'm still frozen. Like, it's pissing me off, but whatever. No, I was just saying on the live version, I'm still frozen, but it's
fine. Awesome. So now that he told his story, I want you guys to open up. How has music affected you guys' toxic relationships? If you were ever in one, and did you know, you being a part of a band or even just listening to music, man, in your personal life, did that help get you in one, out of one? What happened?
Man, so when Sway, I can always, like, so for me, when Sway Lace started, I was actually on the tail end of a relationship. Mm. And I will say, being in a band, because at the time it was six of us. It was me, Dom, Kenny, Shay, Jazz, and Simone. So, like, you know, three guys, three girls.
Okay.
And so, you know, at the time, you know, we was getting it in. Like, we had rehearsals. Ooh. Like, whoa. Yeah. Not like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, not like
that. Yeah. That got me.
Wait, is it, bro, the same Simone we just talked about?
Yeah, yes. Same.
Oh,
same.
Wow. Oh, wow. It's a small world.
Yeah. So, but no, seriously, being in a band, where we were having rehearsals and stuff on a weekly basis, which, you know, was putting work in, especially as a new band. You know, we were kind of like the quarantine band. Yeah. And so, you know, gigs weren't happening. So we were, you know, rehearsing. We would go to Jersey, like, what, every Friday?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, you know, getting it in. And, you know, as far as the relationships, like, yeah, like, you have to really, you know, your partner has to understand, okay, like, what you do. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be out late, especially on a Friday, you know, not coming back to the crib. So, like, 1-2 a.m. sometimes, and literally, like, we were just, you know, doing music and eating and just having fun, like, literally. Yeah.
a lot more eating.
It was yeah,
like, some wings.
So let me break that down. Yeah. A little bit. So Simone literally would cook these feasts, and we, like, girl, we gotta practice. I mean, she would have fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, collard greens,
cornbread. That cornbread was good.
And she could, like, throw down?
And, you know, when I tell you, this girl, she definitely can throw down.
And that mac and cheese was good, too.
Just to the point where we literally would eat, and then as soon as we get on our instruments, we just fall asleep. Oh. Yo, I'm going to let Swing finish, but, yo, her cooking was amazing. It's not better than my wife's.
Amen. Oh! I like how we slipped that in there.
You gotta pivot real quick.
Nah, he know his wife is gonna kill him if he said that.
He
know his wife is gonna kill him when he go home. He say,
I don't have a toxic relationship, and I'm not trying to make it one.
Facts.
Oh, okay.
Facts.
Woo! You put that ice cream in a cookie.
Look, he's
like,
do
the whole thing you did last night. Yeah, do it again.
Look, he's trying to go home, make some sweet loving to his wife. That's what he's trying to go home to. Trying to go home, like, baby, she give him a nice rub, you know, and then they handle their business.
That ice cream in the
cookie. Ice cream in the cookie, though. He said he need that
piece. Shout out to Chair Bear.
Okay, so, Shay, what's going on? The toxic relationship situation, did you ever find yourself in one, and did the band or any music situation ever?
Jay has one. I hope she talks about it.
Oh, he's rubbing his
hand. I hope
it
happens. She says his name.
He about to expose you, Shay.
Say his name.
No, no. I would say, well, thankfully, I'm not in a toxic relationship now. Ooh. But actually, similar to Swing, early in the game when Sway Lace was forming, I'm not even gonna say I was in a toxic relationship. I was in a situationship, most likely. Like, that's the
I've been a couple of those.
Yeah, probably that's probably the best term or label for it. And thankfully, you know, letting that go, and the immediate next thing that, like, I turned to was music. I remember Dom actually called me and hit me up, like, yo, it's nothing else to do, it's the pandemic, we about to go live on Facebook and just play, do you want to come sing? I'm like, yes, because I, you know, I ain't have anything going on like most people. At that time. And that's just kind of when the band and music really like kind of went to another level for me personally. Like music kind of, I don't know if I want to say music saved me because that sounds like a cliche, but it just really,
music saved you.
It really like, yeah, it really brought in some real positive energy into my life. That was the beginning of that. So from toxic to positivity. So
yeah, because me and Shay actually started a band together. It was called Dom and Shay. Mm-hmm. And we actually got a YouTube channel. And, you know, we don't have a lot of followers or viewers because we kind of only did maybe about 5 or 6 videos. But it was just a dope environment because you had two people that, you know, just loved the platform, which is YouTube, and we love music. So we said, well, let's put our talents together and see what comes out of it. But the thing was, literally, that kind of springboarded us into what Sway Lace is. Because literally, like, once I got called, it's funny how Sway Lace came together. I got called to do a sub-in for a gig for a keyboard player that I think had got COVID. So when I came to that gig, Swing was the drummer. And Kenny was the guitar player, but Kenny had just started playing at my church, which is how I got the call, because he said, hey, I got a keyboard player that's at my church. So I got called to the rehearsal. Swing was there. Swing remembered me from, like, years ago in church. I didn't know Jazz or Simone, but that's, like, we literally had a rehearsal for this particular gig. I invited Shay to come chill with us because she was my music partner, and literally we just vibed so well that night that we literally started a band on a whim.
Yeah. And Kenny brought Simone, and Simone brought Jazz in, and that's kind of how it...
Dom, when you going to start singing again, though?
Huh?
When you going to start singing again?
0 out of 10. Would not recommend it.
He won't.
Loving you.
Oh, my
God. Ooh, come on.
Easy because you're beautiful. I'm singing to my wife.
He about to go home and get some cookies.
He
got the right song, Loving You.
She like Usher.
Mini Ripperton.
She like Usher.
I don't like Usher. I don't like what Usher been doing.
Man.
Oh, we were supposed to talk about that.
Oh, snap.
Hold on. Hold on.
They the singer, not me. Yeah. I'm about to do background.
Wait.
Stay tuned.
But is it Usher fault?
We're still waiting on him to do background.
You know what?
Is it Usher fault?
Shay, pass me that mic.
Is it Usher fault?
I feel like Usher has a part to do with it. Because
does he? He's just a celebrity. He was just innocent.
No, because
she
like,
came to his show.
But he do like even like he did it to Jasmine Sullivan. Like, you saw when Jasmine Sullivan was dancing on him, and who else he tried to do? I feel like he just tries to. I feel like he be attacking. Like, he be knowing people be in relationships, and he be trying
we
to.
We will
test
not
them.
Tolerate Ooh. Any Usher slander.
No, look, I bang with Usher, but I feel like because he asked the question. He said, "Is Usher wrong?"
No, I got more to say about that.
He has something to do with it. Mm. But you know he's a performer, so he's gonna. That's his job to serenade. But I just feel like he do be knowing that these people be in relationships, and he be trying to test the girl to see if she gonna.
Ooh,
wait go a far. Minute.
So, when you hit it, I got it next.
So actually, it's funny because I listened to The Breakfast Club, and Charlamagne agrees with you because he said Usher told you don't bring your girl around me. True player for real. Let me just say, I don't blame Usher because listen, I saw the video with Keke Palmer and Usher. Keke reached for the hug, and Usher just followed suit. He didn't.
Keke is really wrong.
Keke is the one Very that wrong. Reached for the hug. Super. If you watch it, okay, and then he hugged her back, and then she was all you
is
know.
Keke
she was.
Wrong?
She was excited. Hold on, let me just say this: when Usher was playing at the Roots Picnic, I was there. I seen it. Jasmine, she backed it up on Usher. Because even I said, dang, she backing it up on Usher. I said, okay, Jasmine. Wow. Like, she thought they was in the basement, at a basement party or something like that.
And it seemed like Usher didn't even want to do it. Because, like, if you look at his face, he's kind of like, like reserved.
He was chilling.
So it's not Usher's fault. It's the woman.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
look, hold on.
For sure. It's definitely the woman.
If I put a face on, like, I don't want to do it, is that how I could get away with a woman backing it up into me?
So,
I
mean, what happened?
Just make it look like I ain't
that only,
her
that
to
only
do
happened
it,
with Jazz. But what, if we're talking about the residency.
If we're talking about Keke Palmer,
Keke
though.
Is so wrong.
Keke is so wrong. And she gave the body language to Usher, like, take me.
Like, take my soul take right me. Now.
Okay, now we're going far.
No. She did it like, take me. She like,
all right,
no,
she did.
Yes, she did.
So, basically, it was a lot of factors. So, one, it's Usher. You know, a lot of girls, you know, Usher could be, you know, their fantasy. It's not somebody they may want to be with, but it's just like a fantasy in their mind. So, literally, when she was with Usher, it was a fantasy moment that she probably would, you know, eventually, like, you know, forget about. As far as, like, she's not going to continue to want to do that with Usher. So, basically, it was the outfit she had on.
There you go.
It was her birthday, or she was celebrating.
Uh-oh. Come on, bro.
So, she probably had a little alcohol in her. She probably was turned up. She was her girlfriends. And she's Keke Palmer. She's a celebrity. My thing is, she wants to, like, keep her celebrity going. And usually, how you keep it going is by you having controversial moments. Now, I'm not saying that she, you know, planned that. But it just so happened that
she took advantage of it.
She took advantage of an opportunity. Now, the problem I have with what she did was, like, her response to her man being upset. Now, I'm not mad that she was upset that he blasted her on social media, because she is a celebrity. So it's a lot of consequences that comes with you, especially, like, a so-called, let's just call him a nobody for right now, because he's just not her celebrity status. Right. You know, with her level of celebrity, he literally could have crucified her online. Where, you know, having people think of her, like, a certain way that it may not be her thoughts. Because that's what social media does. It takes an idea and it spins it.
Mm-hmm.
So, if he would have brought it to her privately, I think they would probably still be rocking out. But it was his insecurities, which, that's her part. And that's a part of toxicity. If we get back to our topic, if she knows that he's that type of insecure, you dancing on a superstar. Yeah. Usher, half naked. And your man is at home with your son. And he's going to see it. And if he doesn't see it live, somebody's going to send it to him.
And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. He found out. She found out the same way we all found out.
The problem is, what happens in Vegas is supposed to stay in Vegas.
And
did not stay in Vegas.
See, that's... You saying that, that's promoting...
That's toxic, Shay.
That's toxic, yeah.
I didn't make it up. I didn't make it up.
All right, you didn't make it up, but come on. What happened in Vegas? Stay in Vegas.
That's the world.
Okay, so now I go out, get drunk, cheat on my girl, whatever, my wife, whatever.
Now we say
what happened in Vegas? Stay in Vegas, right?
We would never know you did that.
So, should I be able to do that then?
No.
No, you know what? I'll say
especially as a Christian man?
No.
Flee for fornication, though. Wait a minute.
As a Christian man, you should not cheat. As a man in general,
black men don't cheat.
Let's take Christian out of it. You shouldn't cheat on anybody, no matter what religion you come from. As a person, as a human being, you should be faithful if you decide to be and connect with that person, whether it's boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, however your relationship status is. So, my thing is, what Shay's just saying is, you know, what Keke did could be portrayed as cheating in a sense, but you have to know your own interpersonal relationships and what your partner can handle.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? So, therefore, she knows he deals with insecurities, and she knows that she's a celebrity. So, the thing is, now, she already has that type of status, so he probably already was insecure of just normal things she did, how she dressed, how she performed at shows. Now, you take that on another level by being broadcast half-naked with another big-time celebrity, boy was crushed.
She had her whole booty hole out too. Like if you seen the dress.
Yeah. All right.
I seen some of the dress.
I'm most mad at the women that is condoning that and saying, well, Keke, she not married, so she could do whatever we want. Do we really want to play that game? And then call
the woman will still slam the man for playing the same game.
If he went to Megan Thee Stallion's residency. And Meg picked him out, and she threw that dump truck back on him.
Magnes,
and Keke had to find out on social media. Millions of people sending that to her. She would be pissed off too, and she probably going to tweet. And if not her, the average woman, they tweeting. They pissed off.
That's another very toxic problem in relationships as well. Get off the internet. Like, stop. Yes. Stop doing that. So, if anything, you know how I say two wrongs don't make a right? So, Keke, she might have crossed the line, and her behavior was inappropriate, especially, like you said, you got to know the dynamics of your relationship. And some people, their dude might be like, have fun you with your girls. Just keep it, you know, keep it above board. Yeah. Have fun. Do you. But if that's not the nature of your relationship, then you crossed the line and you were inappropriate and you violated. And that was wrong on her part. But it's wrong on his part also to go on the internet and put your thoughts about what your girlfriend did on the internet when she's coming home or she's going to leave that show. You can talk to her on the phone. You can express that there. That's in the house stuff.
No, you're
right. That was wrong.
Can I take that?
You're right. You better than me though, Shay. because we going all out with it. You want to be toxic? I'll be toxic too. And I'm okay with sipping for Kiki Palmer any day. She can have her whole behind out any day because I love Kiki. But if I'm that dude and I'm taking care of this child, heck yeah, I'm blowing it up on IG, Twitter, Threads, any Tumblr. I'm hopping back on MySpace.
Why?
I'm
going
to tell the accountability world. Though. I'm going to tell
women,
the world.
Women don't take accountability. Like, all I heard was, Kiki could do whatever she wants. But just a couple weeks prior, we had the JT and Uzi incident.
Oh,
where
yes.
JT literally saw Uzi in a picture with Ice Spice.
Yeah.
And she threw her phone.
Yeah, she was wilding.
But what was all the girls saying? Oh, JT, oh, yeah. See, I would have did the same thing. Oh, she crazy. Yeah, JT, get him. Where's the accountability in being wrong?
Yeah, like, they were saying he was disrespectful for taking that
picture. All he did was take a picture.
Ice Spice, and they're talking about Ice Spice might got the syndrome, Rob. Yeah, now, wait a minute, Rob.
What?
Now, Rob.
Look, what syndrome?
Rob?
What syndrome?
I don't know what syndrome you're talking about. Shay, I'm just going to say this. I agree with you about, you know, not posting on the internet, putting your whole relationship business on the internet. Hold on. Because there's definitely, that could have been handled at home, for sure.
Yes.
Most successful relationships, they last it because they're not posting everything on social media.
That's
is not on the internet or what they're doing.
Rob, you say that, but when I hop into a relationship, I'm hopping on every social media.
But
What is the use of that?
Some of y'all like a little toxicity in your life, and you can't lie. I see my man Dom, like he got that gray, man. All right,
Hold on.
I'm serious. Hold on.
It's fun. I'm about to take over.
That man knew what he was doing when he got with JT. And same thing that man knew what he was doing when he got with Kiki.
He just took a pic. In Uzi's case, he literally just took a picture and she snapped because she thought they was. It's like over a picture. She ain't like how the picture looked.
Jerm know he's frauding. He's not posting nothing. Look, I tell y'all this. When I was in that toxic relationship, every time we had a little disagreement, that girl used to post on Facebook. Something.
Sneak dissing.
She did them sneak dissing for sure.
I'm a sneak dissing too. We can sneak this all day on the book.
I don't got time.
God's good.
But how is that? How is that helping?
And did not help at all.
It's not helping at all.
Listen,
man.
I'm not kidding.
Somewhere you gonna circle your armies. Am I right?
Nah.
You gonna get the armies to circle around you or her?
See, I don't know what he's talking about. Listen, the whole going back and forth on Facebook, the whole all that's doing too much. We don't got time. We tired. We don't got time for that. Like, just me thinking about that, I just got tired.
Yes.
But back to the whole conversation. It's for me, the only thing was the accountability. Like, Kiki really went out and like made shirts. Did y'all see that? Like,
no.
She came out with a line.
She is literally.
She's like capitalizing off of it.
Kiki, what does it say?
She's running with this. And like, you see the videos? Up. She literally just performing because it's funny because a kid that I used to go to church with years ago, he's on her dance team. And look, she got a whole dance team, musicians, and she's literally doing live shows spewing toxicity about just relationships. Like, y'all didn't see that video?
No.
When she said, what was the layers swing?
Well, I don't need no man. My son gave me this ass.
Whoa!
Oh,
wait!
Like,
oh, this is my brother. Wait a minute.
I'm gonna hold
you right there, right?
Crazy.
And I don't call people out for cursing on the show. So that statement right there was one of the wildest joints I've heard in my life. I have to leave the studio immediately.
That's what she said.
She's saying the thing is, if you break that down, when women get pregnant, they do sometimes get some bubbles at certain places. Her son probably did that to her, but it's just the context of now, like the guy was saying that you're a terrible mother for showing your butt. Now she's saying my son gave it to me, and it's just why are you putting two and two together? And now you're saying you don't need a man. It's like, and like,
you coming out with merch.
A month ago you had him on Father's Day, like shout outs. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy's a great guy. Don't kill his
hair. From Philly.
Andy from Philly.
Like our society is all about you make a mistake and you crucify cancel culture, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So my thing is, even if he messed up, put her out there, they could have got over it. Yeah. By her continuing down the opposite path, which is like, you do it wrong, I'm gonna do it wrong, that's what's the problem. Her celebrity status will crush him. He has no pull when it comes to status.
Yeah.
So he can say what he wanted, and it's gonna be controversial because she's connected to it. But now, since she's coming at him, he has no shot. He's done. Yeah, like, I don't even know if she can even go back to him. And it's a shame now another kid has to grow up in a toxic, broken home.
Yeah. I will also...
People love that toxicity, though.
I also will say, like, yeah, and we're talking about how almost, like, how the internet also feeds into it. I actually think that part of what's giving her, like, the gas to do that is the comments and is the things that people are saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kiki is definitely a really confident woman anyway. And she has a reason to be. She's very accomplished, and she's very young to be so accomplished. But that, a lot of times, that's why you gotta check that. Like, you can let these people on the internet gas you, and next thing you know, your whole relationship that you were just so grateful for and so thankful for is being you tearing it apart because you just hype over whatever clout or whatever comments people say that really got you gassed. So. Right. And, yeah, it's unfortunate because she was just, like, on The View and all these different shows celebrating her relationship and her baby and everything. And now it's just, like, I don't know what the heck happened. I didn't know about the shirts.
Crazy.
All right,
guys. So this has come to time in our show. So we're at the end. We're going to let you guys promote whatever y'all need to promote.
Go ahead, Shay.
Oh.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, guys. So thank you so much for just hanging out. And thank you guys for having us.
Yeah.
We appreciate the platform and you guys just sharing that with us. Check us out, guys. You know, follow us at suede.lace on Instagram. Check out suedelace.com and click the events tab so you can see where we'll be at next. But I can kind of just tell you, August 5th, we actually have 2 gigs back to back. If you guys want to check us out in the Philadelphia area of the Black Oak Wine Festival, we are the featured band there. So you can go on our website, suedelace.com, click the link on the events tab, click events tab and click the link under that. And then that's when you can get your tickets to the festival. It's going to be better than the Polo Classic, the one that they have where it's like,
we're going to come out,
we're going to bring that to Philly. And Black Oak Wine Fest is a Black-owned wine club. So we want to support our Black businesses. And then also right after that, if you're in the Downingtown area at 7 p.m., we're going to be in the Downingtown area at Leone's Pizza. Completely free show, family-friendly venue. So check us out. That's in Downingtown. I think it's 116 Wallace Avenue. So, again, that's on our website. So be sure to check us out there. And follow us so you can stay linked in to what it is that we're doing and where we'll be at next.
Facts.
Wow. Super, super excited. Dom, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that. And also, we're going to be really blowing up our Instagram. I just set up a nice new makeshift studio in my home. So be looking forward to some new suede lace content coming up. We're going to be in the stew cooking some originals, too. So stay tuned.
Original, finally?
Originals?
You going to get on tune for podcast that I asked for?
Zero out
of okay.
Recommend it.
Hey, listen, super exciting episode. So glad. If you have not checked out this band, I'm telling you, super, super great band. R&B, jazz, soul, all that type
of
stuff. Hip-hop.
They mix it all.
They do such a good job. Thank y'all so much for coming on. My name is Jerm Griffin. Of course, you can follow me at Jerm.Griffin on Instagram, at JermTwix on Twitter.
All right. This has been a great episode. I am so thankful for you guys. Y'all are a great band. Please check them out. They are amazing. Come to their show. They are amazing.
Yes.
They are the bomb. Now,
pull up,
follow us on Instagram, WC_pod. Follow us on Twitter, WC_pod. The World Controversy Podcast on Facebook, WC_pod on YouTube, and World Controversy Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, anywhere you can find a podcast.
Pornhub.
Yo, you dropped.
Now, why do you mess up their thing like that?
Sorry. That's it, y'all.
Sorry about that.